Hi everyone, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful healing session this evening. So if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. That's on the homepage, Station 1, and once you click on it, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar and bring up the beautiful light beam. And we energize here. We'll be doing that shortly here, maybe in the next few minutes. And she'll bring in beautiful divine energies into your room. Most people have commented that they actually see her eyes emit white light. The rays around her face that's colored in there will change, become more vibrant, along with her face becoming more three-dimensional. Right now we're activating her. And if you're new to the program, we have four programs a week. And we have almost always on Saturday nights, we have our special Creation Lightship healing session. When you're on the lightship, you're actually brought up there. And that lasts probably between 15 to maybe 25 minutes. So you have to be on live, though, in order to have this process. So we call that Saturday Night Live on the lightship. On the other nights, we normally do basic healing introductions to the lightship healings. So you can actually sample and feel how easy these are to do. And right now we're just activating this light beam. And there's many, many light beams on the Creation Lightship. And they do healings with you when you're there. And we bring them down into your living room or bedroom, wherever you are right now, to fill your room with this wonderful healing energy, of pure love energy. And the Lightship only works with love, heart love energy, not with mind energy. That's the difference. So let's see if our co-host is here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Good night, and welcome everyone to Friday night, and it's wonderful to be here with you. And boy, the light being is just coming alive on the monitor screen so beautifully. I'm sure you're all enjoying watching the light come and more form take place, and beautiful colors, and just a beautiful light coming from her eyes. And feeling that heart energy so beautifully. So
that looks great on my end.
Yeah, it sure does. And I guess I'll just turn it back over to you for now for getting going with the healings, Ron.
Okay, so what we do on all the shows is get rid of entities. These are probably our biggest problem on the earth plane. Jesus made a comment to that 2,000 years ago when he said, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they do." Which means that if you're not home, who is? And who is, you don't know, because they're entities. And there could be, you know, a couple of them or hundreds or thousands of them. And the way to tell, number one, if you have entities, or maybe not even yourself, but you can look at your friends, is just check out their eyes. If their eyes are really bright and shiny, and you can almost see through them, then, or like a baby's eyes. Let's just use that example. So look at a baby's eyes, and you're going to see this beautiful light shining out of them. As you look into a baby's eyes, you almost see the universe through them. There's so much depth. And that's pure spirit energy. And we lose that as we get older because of the traumas that we're dealing with. Because the spirit, your spirit only works with love energy. And when you leave, then something else comes in because there's a void there. So anyway, we're taking away some of these entities that you have. They can bring in your addictions to you. Remember, most of your addictions that you have probably are not caused by you. It's caused by entities. And from there, they collect more of their like kind, the same resonance. And so it's very difficult to have a healing with addictions when you're full of entities, because they want to force you to do what you don't want to do normally, and then you think that it's you that you want to have whatever, you know. Typically, people talk about addictions as being addicted to drugs, being addicted to maybe drinking alcohol, and maybe smoking. Those are the main ones that people normally talk about, okay? There's other ones also, entities that may want to maybe purchase, buy lots of things, collect lots of things. So, but, you know, aside from that, the main ones that are destructive to you are those types. Unless you have entities that want to give away money. Since we live in a money-based society here, that could be pretty devastating. Anyway, we're getting those released from you right now. And they come in from pain and trauma also. And we're going to bring in the male energies now through the light being too as I'm talking. The females came in. Now we're going to bring in the male energies for this evening's healing. And they do change frequencies. You can watch the picture. It feels like to me in about 20 seconds, the picture will have a different frequency of resonance to it. It'll be a little more intense. It'll look at you just like a person. And this is the life force energy of the light beams energizing this picture for you. This is going to be a living, say, picture, photograph of them. And this is how they're going to come through. So if it looks like they're looking at you and they see right through you, past you, that's because they were there. We're going to bring in more of your spirit now into your body. Yeah, it looks pretty intense on my side. How's it on yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's very intense on my side. It's beautiful, too, and people are really feeling it tonight. I can tell because on the fast chat, there's comments coming up about how awesome the light being is tonight and how strong the energy is, so that's great. People are feeling it.
Yep. So we're going to bring more of you into your body, and like in all the shows, I have to command the energy, so we're going to count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Just kind of feel yourself. Maybe some aches and pains left you as your spirit comes into your body. You should normally feel heavier during this process, and you may feel typically a warmth in your body or tingles, maybe chills going through your body as your spirit reunites with your body and provides the healing to you. Next, we'll do a chakra alignment for everyone. We'll go to your heart center and reposition that. There we go. And throat chakra, third eye, and then on to your power chakra, solar plex area, second chakra, first chakra. Good. We'll do an opening for all of you if you'd like that. Remember, you're still in control. You can always say no. And let that go body width. That way you get more healing energy. But if you're in a room where it's pretty noisy, then you may not want to have them opened up because you'd be a little more sensitive. So here we go. Starting with the heart chakra, I'll use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Going up to your throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Back down, power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. I'm going to put you into current time. So people live in the past and also in the future and sometimes both places at one time, but you want to be in the moment. So if you're living in the future, we're going to bring you back to this present moment. And we'll just count down from 10 to 1 and bring you into the moment here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're living in the past, then we're going to bring you into the present moment too. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What you should feel is that during this process, instantly you should feel like you have a little more awareness. And another trick to see if you're in your body is to like just pinch yourself a little bit. You don't want to, you know, have a lot of pain, but just enough to make that awareness like, yeah, I can feel this slight amount of pain. And what happens is if you're out of your body, your spirit will come flying back to you because it thinks that you're going to have some kind of accident. And that pain that you're feeling could be maybe from where it is now up to 10 times worse. So if you do that daily, you can see if you're in and out of your body a lot. And that's a real good indication. If you feel like you got more alert by doing so, it means you're out of your body sightseeing someplace. And you need to be with yourself. Next, we're going to do our mind-to-heart drop. I'm going to take your mental body, your awakening consciousness, and drop you down into your heart. This is what you want to do if you meditate. And if you meditate, you want to stay in your body. You don't want to have anything come into you that shouldn't be your identity. Remember, if you're not home minding the fort, then who is? And, you know, it's only you that can help protect your body. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. Your thoughts between your ears, and that's where you normally communicate. And you're going to drop you down to your heart center. And we'll go from 10 down to 1. Think of an elevator dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's have you have some silence here so you can explore your own divinity in your heart center. And you should feel like your thoughts, when you think, come from there. And if you can feel that energy shift and you're thinking in your heart center, you are there. Be back in a few. We're going to increase the male energies coming through the light beam here. Then we'll answer some questions for everyone. So we're going to have them come in stronger for everyone. And we'll bring them up a little stronger than what they are now. They're very cautious. They like to come in full bore. I've never really brought them in full bore because their energy would be very, very strong. So they just want to come in at a very gentle rate here. And these are what these beings are what and who does the healings for you on the light ship. Remember, they're only heart connected, so you may see them physically with your eyes, but you're going to feel them in your heart. And you might actually feel them as they enter your heart center and then start going inside of your body to do healings on you. So here we go. Wonderful. Coming in, they're stronger now. And stronger. This is great. And what I will say is that you're just as strong yourself if you had all of your spirit energy with you as these light beings, okay? Once you've dropped all of your judgment. So they're actually showing you who you actually are. There we go. And they're coming in stronger. And they come in groups of three. This is how they normally work. All the different doctor teams are in groups of three on the light ship. And the light ship has nothing to do with the UFO energies. This is creation energy itself. If you're new to the program, you might wonder why we use some of the terms that are similar, like the word light ship. And it is a light ship when you go up on it. It's like a large space station, so to speak. There's floors that you walk on physically because you're transported physically out of time. And then you materialize out of time in your physical form. And then integrate it with your full spirit energy for healing. This is the way the light ship works with you. But right now down here, the light beings are coming to you to help you. So Sylvia, have any questions that you may want to address on the fast chat? And I'm energizing the light beam here.
Okay, well, let's see. We have, way back at the beginning of the hour, we had a couple of questions about entities. When you were talking about entities being our biggest problem here, one of our biggest problems here on Earth, and I believe we had a question as to when we pass on, what happens to our 108 energetic bodies?
Okay. Very good question. Most of the bodies are brought to us by the Earth Spirit, so the Earth Spirit is supposed to collect them because this is the way the Earth Spirit protects our physical body here. It's protecting it from energies that basically should not be here for most of them, and the energies that we have created ourselves. And we needed a way to protect ourselves from our own self, okay? Just like having traumas attached to us or having the negativity of daily life, we bring these energies to us And if we didn't have a buffer energy between us, an energy body that was created by the Earth Spirit, we would probably not live very long because of the tremendous amount of force that the mind energy has. So, and everything at that point is basically mind energy, but there's different frequencies of mind energy. So the question, I guess the answer to the question is, yeah, the Earth Spirit is responsible for these bodies. I'm sure there are some bodies that are energetic that was created by the light ship, naturally, that create your body also, but I think most of these are bodies that were created by the Earth Spirit. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. This is a question, I guess, that refers to, you know, we talk a lot about being heart-centered and not being caught in the mind energy. And there's a question which is, can we have mind-oriented careers like scientist or mathematician and still be heart-centered?
Of course, yes, you can. You'll get more information also, because then you're connecting to your spirit. So as long as you're doing something in love energy and you are in your heart, which you are probably right now, you can still think with your heart being your mind in place of your head being your mind. So there's a big difference there. Like I said, if you can feel your thoughts, when you think a thought in your chest cavity, then you know you're in your heart. And that's where your spirit is, and you get all your answers instantly. Remember, your spirit brings you your intuition slash psychic abilities. So, you know, for someone who is being creative, this is where you want to reside and drop into. This is why time stops. You know, so if you are an engineer and, you know, if you go to work and you start designing something or creating something, depends what kind of engineer you are, but you're, you know, doing something. I'm assuming that maybe it's electrical engineer or something like that. Then at that point, you know, you're actually using that energy to become creative with. But yes, you can work in the heart with that.
Okay, that's great. Great information. And we have a few healing requests. So maybe what we could do is just have each person work with the male light beings that are here, present through the light being on your monitors, and each person can ask for their particular healing that they would like to have.
That would be a great idea, yes. And another question here about mathematics, et cetera, mental energy. You can still be mental and be in your heart center, so you don't have to, you know, think that you're working with a mind, your brain being logical. Your heart has all your information. So it's, in fact, it has much more than what you would have that's being taught to you. So if you'd like to have a healing now, just think of something that you'd like to have healed with you. The light beings work with physical attributes. So think of a physical problem that you're dealing with, and they'll try to help you as much as they can. Remember, your healing works according to your belief of healing, which is basically all your stored beliefs in your body and what caused the physical condition to begin with, which was improper thinking by your ancestors. So just thinking may be right in one lifetime. If you have a condition, you may not have a complete healing because you could have, you know, 100 lifetimes that brought it into activation, so, and manifestation. This is why you want to do clearings, and I do plenty of those for people to help you into wellness and wholeness for yourself. So here we go. I'm going to activate the light beam and think of a condition that you may have. And some people will have instantaneous healings, you know, without doing anything, just basically listening to the show here. And then they have a healing. It's just wonderful what happened. So here we go. Light beam is being activated. And you may want to put your hand on a certain part of your body. Some people like to do that. And we'll just see what happens here for you. I am seeing the joints being lubricated with everyone right now. So if you have maybe a back problem or something like that, it may be working with that also. And the healing is between you and the light beam, the light beam team. So just again, just request the healing. We'll do an emotional clearing and a mental clearing here. That just came up on the fast chat. Along with the physical healing down here, I'll do some energy work with you. This has to be done down here. The light ship does not do it on its own because they don't deal in judgment. They only deal in love energy and the energy of your spiritual blueprint. And the emotions is not and was not created by them. It was created by a creation from them, which was the earth energy, the earth spirit. So here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing. We'll go back 5 days. Here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. Do a mental clearing. Same process. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And I'll do another clearing here. We'll do one for your feeling body. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. 1 day cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do one for pain. And 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 day cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. And we'll do one for anxieties. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 cleared. 2 cleared. 1 cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do another one here for, let's see here. We'll do one for anger. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. And all these clearings are probably around 80 to 90% completed. In order to have them done 100%, the light ship has to do them for you, and which means that you have to have your whole life done. So these energies go back and forth. It's quite complicated for them to do these. Down here, it just looks very, very simple. Remember, on the light ship, you're in a different time sequence. So what I just did in a few moments here could be a long, long, long time for them to do this work if it was in our linear time. Like they mentioned to me when I first started doing the emotional clearing, which takes basically around a minute a year. So for most people, within an hour, you're cleared up of all of your life's experiences of traumas. They said it would take about 10 lifetimes working continuously to clear one lifetime that you have right now. So it's quite a long time. So back to you, Sylvia.
Boy, that's really a long time if you think about, you know, 10 years to clear one lifetime, and people have usually had a lot of lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile, what about the lives you're living that you're doing the clearing on, you know?
Yeah, it gets to be quite mind-boggling.
You mentioned something earlier about how, you know, we would all be like this light being is on our screen with that incredible energy if we were had our whole spirit energy collected up and we had dropped our judgment. So I have a question about that as far as dropping judgment goes. When we leave the earth plane or whatever you want to call it and we move on from here, do we automatically go into a non-judgmental state? Is it because we're in this third dimensional reality that we're so judgmental?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, once you leave here, in fact, when the light ship actually came the first part of 2005 to start the ascension process with the with humanity here and also across the universe, anyone who passed on at that time to now, they're out of here. They're no longer trapped in the reincarnation loop. So their spirit that was created by the light ship is now typically out of here. It could stay naturally if it chooses to be with loved ones, but it's no longer going to do a forced reincarnation. And the forced reincarnation is the dark side holding you captive here for, you know, tens of thousands of years. Back to you, Sylvia.
So normally if we weren't here, if we were in a, you know, higher state of consciousness and we had a lifetime somewhere that we chose to go to, after that lifetime was over, we wouldn't have such a long healing process or so much work to do because it would be so much easier to clear the densities?
Yes, that is correct. And the, you know, the, not to get negative, we've been pretty positive so far, but the, you know, the negative ETs, you can go to other shows too and listen, but the negative ETs brought us duality here, brought us the God energies that you pray to in your churches, which Jesus told you not to do. And, you know, just go by his teachings. It's very, very simple. Go within. Don't do anything outside of yourself. Don't, you know, explore spirituality because you already have it with you. Don't try to find it. That's the trap, and that's the way you actually lose part of your spirit energy. So basically, you have it all with you. And in other places, you don't have the duality because say the guardians to wherever you are would not allow other dimensions to come in here or other life forms in the same dimension to come in. And this is the problem here, is that we're kind of like you know, kindergarten children that have you know, college people playing around with us. You know, we don't have the intelligence, the brain power, or the consciousness, you know, of these extraterrestrial beings that are so far advanced compared to us here, and they're holding us captive down here. So that's it's kind of in a nutshell, basically. So the main thing is that other places is not as bad as this one here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, then we all have a lot to look forward to.
We do.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we talk about, you know, the densities here and everything so much that we don't have a chance to talk about the wonderful, you know, creation process and what's happening with the Earth spirit and the new eighth dimensional Earth and all that, which is actually very exciting if you think about that.
I'll bring in the energy of the way the Earth was supposed to be. I did this on one of my conference calls. In fact, if you can get on them, do so. They're only $20 for an hour healing. Very, very affordable. They're Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 PST, or, you know, 8:30, you know, Eastern time. So we're going to bring in the energy here of the Earth spirit, the way it has chose initially to show humanity here, us, you know, this planet, because it invited us, you know, basically down here, so to speak. Wanted to have human life here, so otherwise it would have destroyed us. So even though we are an extraterrestrial life form, we were, you know, it was an agreement by the Earth spirit to have us here, let's put it that way. So what we're going to do is bring in the energy from the original Earth energy here, before it was in duality, the way it was and had chosen initially to have its creation for us to live on. So this would be like, if you want to call it heaven on earth, so to speak, or paradise. We'll bring it in here. And it will come through the light beams here on your monitor screen. And you may start to feel this wonderful, peaceful energy of the Earth, the way it was supposed to be throughout its, you know, lifetimes here with us living on the surface. So here we go. Okay, coming in here. Jim mentioned, yes, our DNA has been sabotaged. That is correct, yeah. go. And very, very nice. So this is the 3D Earth energy. And then we'll bring in the new energy that the Earth Spirit is going to. It's, like I mentioned on other shows, the Earth Spirit that we know and love, that created our bodies here from the elements here, is choosing to leave this Earth plane. So there will be no more Earth Spirit as we know it here, and the Earth may not be materialized over again after the universal shift. So the blueprint's available, though. But the Earth Spirit is going to eighth-dimensional reality as we know it as eighth dimension. And I'll bring that energy in about a minute here so you can see what it will be like to be on 8D if you choose to do the ascension process. Remember, it's your choice. It's how much do you love your body to allow this process to take place to clean yourself out of densities. It's the same thing Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. Here we go. This is 3D. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, I just love the energy of the Earth Spirit. You know, it's so incredible to experience it the way it was intended to be, and then you experience it how it is, and it's just, first of all, it's awesome respect for the Earth Spirit. Just wonderful, and then secondly, it's, you know, sad to see where it's gotten, and I look very much forward to the new Earth.
Yep.
The 8D.
Yep, so here we go. We're going to go into 8D right now. Sit back and relax, and here comes the 8D energy. I'm sure the Earth Spirit is very happy to share this with you. Little glimpse of the future. Remember, the light only works in the now, but this is the blueprint that will be activated, and the energy that is going to have that's already been created just needs to go into manifestation. So you have a little sneak preview here. There we go, it's here. Body should feel much, much lighter. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, a minute ago you were talking about the whole process of clearing our densities and what that entails, and I know you've been doing recently a brand new clearing that you brought out that deals with seven generations worth of densities. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. What's happened is that the... I normally do a century clearing, which goes back into all of your past lives, and that clears them out, and we know by the process of all the clearings when you first came here. So most people are at least 20,000 years to, I'd say, probably 30,000 to probably between maybe 45,000, 50,000. So, and I have had people go up to maybe about 90,000, but not too many. So most people are like 60,000 on down to about 30,000 years here. And people feel clearings from that when I do it. They feel wonderful, but the new clearing is a little deeper. And what I do is two separate clearings. The first clearing that I do is clear out the energy from your parents, how your parents are choosing to live their life through you. So they want, naturally, you to have a better life, and sometimes parents, you know, will dictate to you, tell you what they want you to do or be, and you may not even agree with that. Well, that also holds true through the generations going back. So we first do a clearing. Excuse me. Get some water here. There we go. We first do a clearing for your mother and father, getting rid of their mental and emotional energies from you and all that they gave you, all that they imprinted onto you. And then we go into your past generations, and that's your grandparents and great-great-grandparents and up the line, and that just really cleans you out very nicely. And it's very subtle, but very powerful. And you finally realize that you have energies that are being held inside of you that you're working through. And I kind of look at it as, you know, what information is available that you need today, maybe from the 1800s? Not too much. You know, maybe you were learning how to ride a horse back then, and maybe you knew how to grease a wagon wheel or make a bow and arrow, and those days are kind of gone, so that information really is not needed for your survival when back there it was. So that information then was passed on, maybe we'll say is in the 1800s, and then we'll just say you have a hypothetical 50-year change, so the next generation in 1850, they need to know that information, so it's kind of like stored inside of you, and it becomes automatic, and you have knowledge in it. Well, our society is so advanced now that humanity is that we don't need to know that stuff because it's not really pertaining to us, because it's very obsolete. So when you clear that stuff out of you, all of a sudden you have a lot more open space for creativity. And you find out that energies that you never knew about were holding you back. So this is what this clearing does to you. So it's very, very powerful. The seven generational clearing aids people a lot in their healing process.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So it actually opens up space for you to be able to do what you need to do now because you're not carrying with you things that you don't need anymore?
Yes, and that's the major judgment that you're probably working on right now is the ones in that time frame. It is true that the older ones are still valid, but these are the main ones that your body's trying to bring up over and over and over again.
So then would you say one of the main benefits of doing that then is that you're clearing out densities of things that would eventually, if you didn't clear them, show up as diseases or illnesses or some kind of problem like that?
Yes, more than likely. These are the ones that are just buried underneath the surface that are, you know, kind of ready to pop up. Current mindsets from your parents in the past generation. So that's how I look at this healing here. It goes very deep, and it covers probably more of what you're really dealing with as compared to the sensory clearing. But the sensory is needed because you have to get a clean slate on yourself to get rid of these traumas, all the traumas. But this other one goes much deeper and allows you to have maybe clearer thoughts too.
So when you're talking about the ancestors, you know, in a line like that, is there sort of like a genetic type of body that carries forward with that energy in it that we end up having?
Yes. And that body, the genetic body, is actually who you are. So that would be your actual DNA and how it's programmed. This is how people have birth defects and stuff like that because of improper thoughts from your ancestors, and I'm sure that's probably brought forward within that generational time.
So that information is locked in the DNA, and then it passes on those memories and those judgments and things right into our cells of our body as it grows, and then it gets imprinted on the cells?
Yes, it's already imprinted, yes, and depends what comes up, what your spirit and what your body chooses to work on, that will be the most harmful energies to you. So it's very important to have any kind of clearing that clears out these energies. So all the clearings that I do actually are DNA clearings, even though it may have a different title to it.
Oh, really? So everything really that you're dealing with on a physical level relates to the DNA and what's and the thoughts that made it up?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh. And in this lifetime, your thoughts produce the RNA, and the RNA then is imprinted into the DNA, then it becomes, we'll say, active. So that's how I kind of perceive it.
So that's how we can actually, with our current reality, affect things?
Through our
RNA?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then that imprints on the DNA?
Yes, that is correct. So the RNA, I think, is a building block of the DNA.
So it's really a combination of what we're dealing with of the stuff from the past and then our own thoughts and judgments and things that we are imprinting currently.
Yes, and if you look at a sine wave, if you look at a sine with a sideways, sideways S, each time the pulse, say the top pulse starts at zero and moves up to the maximum value and goes back down again, this little half a circle, when it reaches the line going from left to right, that's the zero timeline. And so at that point, before it hits that, that's your last thought. And the last thought, which we'll call your DNA, is then imprinted onto the other part of the cycle, that if that goes downward on the sine wave, and that is your new reality of creation. And so each time you're being turned off and on and off and on, if you were out of duality, you could change your whole energy system instantly according to what your heart would desire, and then you could do something instantly as far as a manifestation. But because we don't work in that divine energy 100%, the thoughts and the creations and our heart energies will not really manifest instantly. But that's how the system is supposed to work. You're one creation, and then when you change, say, a thought, either from your mind or your heart, we'll say, remember the mind's the trap, but we'll just talk about the mind changing, people having maybe a negative thought versus a positive thought. So you maybe you feel grumpy 1 second and happy the next. Well, then what happens is in the next sine wave pulse, okay, you would actually change your complete reality of who you are. And then that would transfer into you, and you'd be, you know, happy from then on out and never experience a negative thought. I know that's a little vague, but you may get the you know, connect the dots on it, and you can see how it actually works. This is why when Jesus mentioned on the cross about the person who, I guess, was a thief or something, and the person basically repented or whatever, he said, "I'll see you in what, in paradise or whatever." Well, what he was saying was that your thoughts were erased because you now got rid of the judgment, and now you can move into a new reality of consciousness.
And how does also forgiveness enter into that scenario as far as us forgiving people and them forgiving us?
Basically, the forgiveness energy that you have is actually forgiving yourself of a judgment that you have, because you have that inside of yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't have that scenario. So what you like or dislike in someone else is actually an energy that's out of balance in you. Remember, being positive or negative is the same thing, because you're not in balance. In balance means there's no judgment of anything, any type of judgment. And you can be overbalanced in the positive and also overbalanced or out of balance, I mean, you know, in the negative. And they're both bad to be out of balance. So just by having any kind of judgment, you want to be in discernment more than judgment. Discernment means you're in the middle and be able to look on both sides of the fence.
So then, Ron, are you saying that pretty much whatever we see, whatever appears to us in our environment or, you know, a situation that arises or whatever, is really kind of a projection of our own inner reality showing up as to what we need to forgive or release as far as our own judgments?
Yes, because everything that you're dealing with in this lifetime is basically a judgment of some sort. So you want to just sit back and get out of the judgment. Like I say, go out, you know, and watch people and start judging them. And once you get it released out of your body, then at that point in time, when that happens, which could take maybe 100 times, maybe of asking your body to release the energy, then once it's released out of it, then you move on to the next onion peel, we'll say. And your body's full of judgment, so you're never going to stop releasing judgments out of it. This is why the emotional clearing is so nice. It takes like 1 hour to do, and you're cleared out of you know, these emotional traumas that will actually basically kill you as you get older.
So as far as that whole onion peel scenario goes and this ascension time period, some people have kind of speculated or said that it seems to them as though when these energies get going so much faster, or it feels so much faster as we approach the ascension time, that your body kind of is like rushing to bring things out for you to heal.
I would say that would probably be correct, yes.
So you might experience an acceleration of issues coming out or things that need healing and judgments that you need to release?
Yeah, remember the body will kill itself to get well. So ever since it becomes conscious, once you're a baby, then it starts working on the issues as your spirit can integrate more with your body and you start to do physical movements and you start walking, then you're basically starting your spiritual walk. And the spiritual walk is to have your body get released of the judgments. So you start off with full spirit energy, and unfortunately, through the traumas, you start losing yourself. So it's not really a too good of a system that the dark side created here, but that's the way it is. And then you get older, and if you're lucky, you start to release the energies from you so that you can become yourself over again. But you're working with the body, basically, because the spirit's here to help the body. That's why you're here, is to help the body heal. The spirit doesn't have to be in a body at all, but it chose to come here to help your body through its growing process, its spiritual development. Remember, your body wants to become a light body. That's its graduation point. So if you choose to love your body enough to have it graduate, then you're going to be working on yourself, and I'm sure the people listening to the show are doing that. And you want to, you know, move on so that your body can have its freedom. Remember, it's been landlocked here for a long, long time in genetics, okay? So you want to get rid of those so your body can graduate and live much, much longer and be out of pain and be out of the situations that you're in, and to have the love energy in it completely. It's really attempting to do that. This is what ascension time is. And your body knows about it, but your mind may not, and the mind may take you off on tangents to prevent you from having this.
Boy, it sure seems like that happens either with the mind or, you know, with energies that may be courting us, or entities come in to sidetrack you, and it just seems like the key is to really just focus on the work, which is to release the judgment.
Yeah, you go to any graveyard, and you can see all the people there. You know, they didn't make it.
So it's kind of a race between how fast you can, you know, integrate your spirit energy and release judgments, and, you know, between that or having all that stuff come up to the point where it kills the body.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. And everybody knows the emotions, you know, are the main trigger why we have problems. And there's many books on that where you can basically equate a physical condition to some kind of emotional a trauma or a situation that you have in your life.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it all gets down to some very simple things, because you've broken it down so simply for us as far as what we need to do. It doesn't mean it's easy to do, but it sure is not complicated the way that you've presented it as far as, you know, having your spirit here in your body, you know, staying heart-centered and releasing judgments. You know, it's not things that we can't do. We just have to remember to do them and not get sidetracked.
Yes, and that's what I mentioned, is that the negative ETs brought us high technology the last 100 years before ascension. You know, why couldn't they have brought it, you know, 1,500 years ago or something? Why did they choose the last 100 years? Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. To allow us to go on a different path. And remember, they live on your emotional energy, so they want you to, you know, have emotional traumas, etc., and not to realize your own divinity. But I don't want to get into too much of the negative stuff here. So what we're going to do is bring in more of the light being energy here. So yes, once your body's cleaned up, you can ascend. This is what you're doing. Your body can't be cleaned up, that's okay. Your body would like to do it, but it'll be just be a blueprint at that point. and it will probably never exist again. But your spirit always goes on. So your spirit never dies, and it'll go on to a much better life than what's here, believe me. So, here we go.
Ron, could we also bring in some ascension energies since we're on that subject?
Yeah, we can. Time's kind of running short here. So here we go.
Okay.
Ascension energies first here. And we had a question up here about the defense fleet ship. So we'll bring in first the Star of Bethlehem here. And this is one of the defense ships from the light ship that was here to protect Jesus during that initial process here of his life. So here we go, coming in. And then I believe the job was turned over to the wonderful Galactic Federation after that point. And here we go. So here comes one of the defense ships. This is the one that was actually here, the frequency of the Star of Bethlehem. Open up your heart centers and feel this wonderful divine love energy coming into you. And it's here. It feels very nice. You can always go to my website. There's various clearings that I do listed there. There's testimonials, too. I have many more clearings that I do with people that aren't even posted yet. So, but this is the most general ones that I do for people. I've been doing recently a lot of the 4-in-1 sessions where you have your twin flame energy get reunited with you, and also your home base energy. It's very, very fulfilling. With that energy, you don't feel lonely any longer. You feel whole and complete. You have your complete spiritual backup with you from your home base energy, all the spirits that you have incarnated with off the earth plane. This is your true spiritual family. And you only have one twin flame energy, and that's with you. That's your other half. So that session is just very, very wonderful. We're bringing the ascension energy right now. This is what Jesus used from the light ship for his ascension. It's coming in right now. It almost kind of like pulls your body up in the air a little bit. It's very interesting what this energy does. And it uplifts you a little bit here.
Wonderful.
Back over to you here. Go ahead.
That feels wonderful, the ascension energy. It's just, like you said, it fills you up with light and you feel very lifted, and it's wonderful. So I guess we are just about at the end of our hour, so would you like to talk a minute about tomorrow night, Saturday night on the light ship?
Yeah, we'll be on the light ship tomorrow night, so if you want to come on, you can. It'll be Saturday night on the light ship. And like we said earlier, we do this once a week. You must be on the call live to go on the light ship, and the light beings will do physical healings with you.
And it's wonderful.
Here we go. Okay, so I guess we'll just sign off here. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you all later. The light beam will be activated for another probably half an hour, so you can just leave her up on your monitor screen and just be in bliss with this wonderful divine energy that's coming through to you. This is the energy that created you. So, blessings to all of you, and I'll just sign off and say good night.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.